The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
One thing, because I feel like there, obviously you have this group of voters who feel the burn. I feel like there's another part of the Democratic Party that understands the burn, but maybe doesn't feel it as much because there's this fear that the Hillary Clinton presidency would be more effective at getting things done, that maybe what you're asking for is too pie in the sky. How do you address that?
Well, let me say two things. Let me answer that, but also say there's a criticism levied against me that says, well, you know, Bernie's a nice guy, but he can't win the general election. I would just ask people to look at virtually every single poll that's been taking place in the last couple of months. In the last CNN poll, we were 20 points ahead of Donald Trump, and that is a higher margin than Hillary Clinton, and that is true in almost all polls. We do better against Republicans.
But remember, they have no idea who their actual nominee could be. It's somebody we probably haven't even met yet.
The second point about, you know, our agenda and getting it accomplished, the truth is there is nothing radical about our agenda. I mean, you can tell me maybe why it is that if every other country, major country on earth, guarantees health care to all people, why don't we? If for every other major country on earth says that when a mom has a baby, she should be entitled to stay home for a period of time with paid and guaranteed family leave, we don't do that. We have more income and wealth inequality, and we have large multinational corporations that in a given year make billions in profits, but don't pay a nickel in taxes. Trying to remedy and deal with these issues really is not radical. But I think what some folks have gotten accustomed to is to say, okay, the rich will get richer, everybody else will get poorer, our infrastructure will continue to deteriorate, we'll continue to have the highest rate of childhood poverty of almost any major country. And that's the way it is, and it can't change. I don't believe that. I think if we stand together, we can change it.
Now, I want to ask, you know, I think it's interesting. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here, you know, Scott, because I think what Bernie Sanders is saying, there's some truth and validity to what he's saying. But like anything, even Hillary Clinton questions, okay, well, good idea, but how are we going to pay for it? What he's calling for really is a true revolution. I think that most of us are calling for this as well, is that we need to redefine our government. We need to figure out what type of government can we afford? I mean, clearly what has happened for decades now, in the interest of people getting reelected, we've created a monstrosity here that is misserving the people. And this is what I'm not hearing, whether it's Bernie or Hillary or anybody, even from the GOP side, that says, look, we need to really turn this thing upside down. And maybe the establishment, maybe the general rule, you know, from that standpoint, it would be too... It might be too radical, but this is what people are doing across the country, you know, on their dining tables in home. They're doing this kind of thing and reevaluating, saying, okay, hey, based on our budget, this is what we can afford, and this is how we make this work. You know, we make choices, right?
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head right there. And what the problem is, this is our budget. This is what we can afford. That's not something that our government has ever said. Mm-hmm. Again, our government collects more taxes than any other nation in the world. And while Bernie is talking about, you know, all these other countries, you know, all these other major countries give, you know, women this and they do this, health care and all this stuff. Sure, but not all the countries that do that have, you know, hundreds of millions of people that they have to worry about.
Right. Well, and on top of that, look just national security alone. Look at the comparative. Look what happened to Belgium. I mean, you're talking, they're complaining because they're being asked by the United Nations and by these group of countries to say, okay, we're going to raise our national defense to 2% of our GDP. They're at 1%. Well, at 1%, you know, for military support, I mean, that gives you a lot of extra money. So you know, this is the things that need to be considered, as opposed to just somebody, you know, wanting to get elected is giving you a lot of pie in the sky. We need a responsible consideration and look at it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go and get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. We need to hear from you, okay? It is time right now to bring Jordan Goodman on. He's America's money answer man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as the Wall Street correspondent for them. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you here. The big thing that lit up, I'll tell you, and commanded, it seemed like the airways over the weekend, was the Panama Papers, some like super rich hiding up to $32 trillion offshore.
Yeah.
And what was it, $31 trillion of it was the Clinton Foundation or what?
Give or take a few trillion, yes.
Just kidding, obviously. I know, I say something like that, somebody's going to repeat it. She's hiding $31 trillion from the Clinton Foundation. No, $32 trillion so far, I guess, as much as they can count.
Well, this is really all the major heads of state around the world. In fact, we immediately after this came out, the premier of Iceland resigned, a mm-hmm. scandal that's going to be a lot more coming out. Heads of state, heads of major companies, all kinds of people doing all kinds of tricky things to hide money, to go into tax shelters, and this is all hacked. It came out. This is bigger than the Pentagon Papers and when Edward Snowden came out with his things, because this is in the financial realm. And yeah. Clearly, there's been massive fraud, tax evasion for many, many years by all kinds of big people. Putin was one of the big ones. The head of Russia had
exactly.
all kinds of deals.
Ukraine president, too.
It's
I mean,
a massive, massive situation.
Hey, the Argentina president, I mean, that leads us to believe, what, did President Obama go over there and get some offshore tips there or something
well,
in the middle of the tango?
Tango? He was getting some offshore
exactly. Oh, my. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, you talk about the elites. I mean, everybody's always had this sense that they've got their own party, their own cabal going on. And now to this level and $32 trillion, I mean, all to obfuscate taxes, hide their money and on and talk about cheating the public. Unbelievable.
Well, we've known for a long time there are tax havens mm-hmm. like the Cayman Islands and various Caribbean islands and Swiss bank accounts. But a lot of those have been closed down. Swiss are now telling people about where, you know, hidden money is happening. But this gives us a history for many, many years of all the bad things that are going on. And I think it could have political implications, Bill. I really
well,
do.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, they chased all the bad guys, and then they replaced the bad guys. You know, the good guys, I guess.
But
maybe
I'm saying
some,
yeah. that it's kind of fuel, for example, Bernie Sanders. It's like
well, yeah.
us against the 1%. And this just makes it that much clearer that the 1% have been cheating left and right for a long, long time. And it just creates that much more resentment, not only in America, but around the world. I mean, yeah. this is like really, really bad, these people. Now, we know that dictators people like Mugabe and Zimbabwe and other places like that. We know that they rip off a country and put all their money in Swiss banks.
Yeah, right.
But now this is like legitimate people in legitimate countries. You know, the head of Argentina, the head of Iceland. Who would think the head of Iceland was putting money away on the side? Even
Prime Minister
of Britain, Cameron.
Yeah.
Apparently his wife was involved in all kinds of things. So it's going to be a massive leak for a long time. It's going to hurt a lot of people. I'm kind of a similar thing is, remember when Ashley Madison let out names of people who were having affairs?
Right.
Kind of the same thing in the financial realm.
Unbelievable. This, like you say, and I agree. I mean, the implications politically are going to be profound and already to the point. I mean, Iceland gave you a little bit of a preview of things yet to come, right?
There will be many. Well, some people will be able to withstand. I think Putin in Russia will be able to withstand it. But in the democratic countries, I think it's going to cause trouble for businesses. The IRS is going to go after these people. This is going to go on for years.
Exactly.
This came out, and they all say, oh, you know, it's all private stuff. Well, it got hacked. They didn't let it out. This law firm in Panama didn't let it out voluntarily. But
yeah, right, exactly.
That's what happens today when you're hacking.
Well, Putin sees all the big numbers everybody's getting. He's going, hey, look, I only got $1 billion. Why are you guys giving me a bad time?
Yeah, well, he's made all these, what I call the cryptoclats, right? The people who do cryptocracy, which is basically the top guys stealing everything. When Russia, the Soviet Union fell apart in the early 90s, they basically sold off these state-owned enterprises to these billionaires who made huge fortunes in coal and steel and cars and every business you can imagine. And then they take the money and they buy villas in France and put the money into secret bank accounts in Cyprus and so on. And clearly Panama got its share as well. So
right, exactly.
Now we're going to hear the whole story. It's going to be fascinating.
The servants of the people. What a joke. Once again, I mean, and like you say, this is going to give more place to Bernie and without a doubt. Now, you've got some tax news for us. What's going on?
So there's been these so-called tax inversions, which means that companies, in order to evade, evade is really the right word, the high tax.
Seems to be the word of the day, right?
Which is 35%, have becoming countries, domiciles in other countries, Ireland particularly. So Pfizer, huge U.S. drug company, is in the process of taking over Allergan, which is a big drug company based in Ireland. Ireland has a corporate tax rate of 13%. Ours is 35%. So they're doing this to become an Irish company to lower their tax bill a lot.
Right.
So President Obama has not been happy about this at all. And just very, very recently, the Treasury Department came out with a bill, a kind of a regulation, I guess you might say, which basically bans these things retroactively going back 3 years. Retroactively.
Ooh, wow.
They did everything under the law. And then they say, no, you couldn't have done that because we are going back in changing history, by changing the rules after the game has already been played here. And as a result of that, it looks like Pfizer is going to drop the deal for Allergan. Allergan stock dropped billions of dollars on this, and it's going to be an enormous headache for an awful lot of people.
Are we opening up for a lawsuit here? I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, well, I think Pfizer and Allergan can sue the Treasury Department. But that could take years to get through. And meanwhile, they've disrupted this deal, which is going to cost a lot of people their jobs. The investment bankers are going to lose all kinds of fees. I mean, I agree that we should keep American companies in America. Mm-hmm. But the way to do that is not to have arcane rule changes in retrospect, but to lower our corporate tax rates. So
exactly, right. Well, you've got to give people an incentive.
35% corporate tax rate, where other places are 20, 25%, again, Ireland 13%. That's the way to solve these things.
Right. Why do they go to Ireland? Because of incentive. I mean, they're saying, hey, business is welcome here, right? Exactly.
I'd like to say the carrot works better than the stick.
Okay? Yeah.
You can't pound somebody into wanting to create jobs in your place. And frankly, Trump is talking about doing that. I mean, he's talking about if we put a 45% tariff on China, then all these jobs will somehow come back to America. That's using the stick. Not
right,
going to
exactly.
happen, folks.
No.
Same thing with Mexico and other places. You don't get people to move their jobs here to avoid tariffs. It's just not the way the world works.
In any kind of negotiation, Jordan, as you know, the most successful ones are the ones that are win-win. Whenever there's a win-loss, you may get a short-term gain on it, but long-term, that loss is going to come back and bite you. Because
they have a lower tax rate, it's win-win. They get more revenue. You've had every major company, you know, Google and Apple, and you can name them one after another, want to move to Ireland. They set up there. They create jobs there. Ireland gets tax revenue. I'd rather get a smaller piece of a bigger pie than try to take a bigger piece of a smaller pie, because you drive the pie away. It's what happens.
Exactly.
So that's a win-win.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone. Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Whether it's via the internet or over 270 markets across this country, glad you could join us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon Eastern time. With us right now is the one who's going to answer the question about ethanol and why it is necessary, Frank Macaroli. is the Group Director of Downstream and Industry Operations at the American Petroleum Institute. Macarola joined API in January of this year, where he leads association efforts on fuels, refining, marketing, and downstream safety, security, and technology. Prior to joining API, Mr. Macarola served as Executive Vice President of Government Affairs at America's Natural Gas Alliance. Frank, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
Hey, help us understand. We hear a lot about ethanol, what it is, you know, how it's become, you know, part of the mix in our fuel, and how it, some would say it's helping and some would say it's hurting. You know, what's the truth of the matter here?
Sure. So I think first it's important to remember that when the ethanol mandate was passed by Congress, we were really in a different energy picture here in the United States. We had a very different landscape of what our energy security was. We were importing great amounts of oil. We were only producing about 6 million barrels of oil per day here in the U.S. Fast forward 10 years later, we've had a tremendous growth in oil and natural gas production here in the United States as a result of technological advances in hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. And the result is we're now producing 9 million barrels a day. We've strengthened our energy security here in the United States. And from our perspective, it's time to revisit this policy to reflect today's energy world.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question some people have here, Frank, is that does America, from a political standpoint and from, you know, what legislators are telling us, do they really have the heart to truly want to become energy independent? Or is this just a fantasy? They're just telling us this so that they can get votes. Because, I mean, here it is for the first time in our lifetime. We truly have the opportunity to be energy independent. And we're not moving with the sense of urgency that I think we should, because we're doing this all privately. The government is not helping us at all. If anything, some would say they're putting a stick in our spokes as we're rolling down the road here.
Oh, we have a tremendous opportunity to strengthen our energy security. And the American people know that. The American people support that idea. With respect to the RFS mandate, with respect to this ethanol mandate, we did a recent survey that showed vast majorities of voters are concerned about this higher ethanol mandate, and they're concerned about it because of potential costs that they'll see as a result of adding additional ethanol to the fuel mix. They're concerned about the potential that greater ethanol use above the so-called blend wall will have on their warranty on their automobile.
Exactly.
And they're ultimately, you know, the American consumer is concerned about the cost to their pocketbooks, to their everyday expenses. And with respect to ethanol, they're concerned that increasing the amount of ethanol we use in the fuel mix reduces their energy content, which will mean they'll have to stop more and fill up more, and it will cost more.
Are there studies, Frank, that are giving us this information, or is this still in the realm of theory and opinion?
There are studies. In fact, in June of 2015, the Congressional Budget Office, which is the independent wing of the Congress that advises them on budgetary matters, warned that there's potential for a 26 cent per gallon increase at the pump if we breach this blend wall. In other words, if we go above 10% of ethanol in the fuel mix. And EPA keeps driving us in that direction. And so we really need to revisit this policy. We're urging members of Congress to do that. We think there's bipartisan support for it. The end of last year, 185 members of Congress sent a letter to EPA urging them not to breach the blend wall in the ethanol mandate. So we're going to continue to push this issue, and what we're trying to do is to translate that public opinion to action at the legislative and regulatory level here in Washington, D.C.
Well, I appreciate you bringing the facts to us to help us understand this issue better, Frank, because, we're just not getting the other side. And, we're just hearing it one side. We're hearing it from the EPA side. This is backed by mainstream media. And so this is greatly lacking. So we appreciate you coming on and enlightening our audience, to the facts of the matter. As you say, according to recent polling, 72% of American voters are concerned about government requirements for higher ethanol blends. But you take it back to what the original intent was when we brought ethanol into the picture, and that was to give us a little, extra resource here in terms of, stretching it out, like using hamburger helper, as we would say, for a meal plan. So this has kind of been, ethanol has been kind of that that comparative to give us some hamburger helper for our fuel prices. But when we're becoming so energy independent and we're able to, develop fuel because of fracking and this modern technology and that, it almost makes the whole ethanol idea moot. It's like, why are we even dealing with this? Can we possibly roll it back, or is the EPA so strong that they just say, hey, look, that's it's the nature of bureaucracy. We pass something and 10% is what we're going to go and accept, but we're never going to roll it back totally.
Well, we hope the facts will carry the day, Bill. America is now the world's leading producer of oil and natural gas. As I mentioned, we've seen this energy renaissance over the last decade. We've seen a 40% increase in natural gas production. As I said, we've seen an increase from 6 million barrels per day to 9 million barrels per day of oil. We now are a energy superpower, and as a result, that's meant continued economic growth. It's meant strengthening of our energy security. It strengthens our national security. And what we're saying is, as a result of this new picture, as a result of this new renaissance, we need to have the same type of change in policy to really reflect that energy reality. And we can start with this mandate. Here at API, we're going to be strongly advocating for the repeal or the significant reform of this mandate. We're urging Congress to weigh in with EPA, and we're urging the American people to weigh in. I think this poll shows where the public is on this issue. That, as I mentioned, they're deeply concerned about the potential impact on their wallets. They're deeply concerned about the potential impact on their automobiles.
Right. Why pay for something that's not working, Frank? I mean, we're 9 years down the road, and as you say, the RFS is almost a decade to make good on its promise to reduce emissions and imports. So the big question is how are we doing on that?
Well, I think it's not the policy that's helped strengthen our energy security and move us away from importing. It's the technology. It's the advancements in hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling that's done that. The evidence is clear that if we have a regulatory environment that allows for the free market to work, it's going to help the American consumer.
Right.
And that's what we're saying here with the RFS, right?
Yeah, but what did it do to reduce gas emissions in that?
Well, I think there was a big hope at the time that advanced and cellulosic ethanol would break.
Well, Frank, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Frank Masciarolla on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by AstraZeneca. Today, nearly 28 million Americans have type 2 diabetes, and another 86 million are at risk for developing it. Dr. Phil McGraw has lived with type 2 diabetes for more than 25 years, and his professional experience as a former practicing clinical psychologist provides him a unique perspective to help people with type 2 diabetes take action and set goals. Dr. Phil McGraw, author, and TV host.
While the physical impact of type 2 diabetes is well recognized, many people don't realize the emotional and psychological barriers those who have been diagnosed have to overcome. A 24/7 commitment, solid support system, and the right personal mindset are essential to managing the disease. This can seem overwhelming at first, but if you take the steps necessary to educate yourself, know your habits and change them, and develop a plan with your doctor, it is manageable. Be empowered to stick by your plan, and you will start to see results that will take you to your goal.
For more information and to join the movement, visit www.onitmovement.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or on your smartphone, that's how smart they are these days, via shortwave, tune-in radio, over 270 outlets across the country. Thank you for joining us. To get this country back on track, it's an all-out effort. You know, the hyphenation of America, I think, has just been absolutely divisive, and it has made us the un-United States. And I know our next guest would probably agree with me, and I'll just be assuming to this point. We're talking about the one and only Coach Kevin Collins, who holds a doctoral degree in public administration, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served statewide during the Vietnam War. Coach, always good to have you with us. And, of course, the new website. Let's tell everybody the new website, Coach.
The new website is coachesteam.com. We had to pretty much let the other website go because we just could not fix the problems in it. And we're,
it's the North Koreans, Coach. I mean, they're just targeting you. That's all it is. You know, let them have the website. You know, coachesright.com. That's gone away. Now coachesteam.com. Coach, I'll tell you, people are, you know, twisting themselves into all kinds of pretzel logic on how one Donald Trump gets to 1237. That seems to be, you know, the numbers that are being tossed around and all kinds of possible scenarios. You broke it down for us a couple of weeks ago, and you're still holding pretty confident that he gets that 1237. And I hope, for the sake of the GOP and all this potential chaos that come by the wayside, that Donald Trump gets that 1237, because, boy, this is, you know, the possible scenarios are incredible. It is exposing a lot of wackiness of the GOP. And I'll tell you, whether it happens this cycle, boy, the rise of a potential third party is around the bend here with this stuff the GOP has been pulling lately, I think.
Well, they're playing a game, a dangerous game of chicken with the rank and file base. And I get little flashes that they're beginning to realize that they better be the one who pulls their vehicle sharply to the right. Otherwise, there's going to be a head-on collision that will damage them irreparably and forever. But as far as Donald Trump getting a 1237, I don't see any way that he doesn't. Let me explain. You know, in baseball, we have what's called the magic number, and from years of suffering with the New York Mets, we came to know this as the tragic number. And what it would mean is that the number of any combination of Met losses and Atlanta Brave wins would eliminate the Mets from the pennant race. Well, Trump is in a position that is so strong that right now, Cruz's magic/tragic number is just 49 delegates. Now, even some of Cruz's biggest cheerleaders, people like Mark Levin. Mark Levin is saying, Trump is only going to get 60 delegates out of New York. Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. But next, if he gets 60 delegates, that means Cruz is out. He's out. Okay, now what happens when Cruz is out? It's so simple for Trump. All he has to do is paint Cruz and Kasich as Romney and Rove's errand boys. And just say, what is the logic, the rationale for Cruz or Kasich to stay in a race except to force a contested convention to give the nomination, steal the nomination, if you will, and give it to another loser that I've come to call, you know, Bob McCain, Ted Bush, on and on. They're all one blur.
Right.
They're all losers.
Well, he said that in as much in the the campaign statement after Wisconsin that he referred to Cruz as a Trojan horse. Not much about Kasich, because Kasich he probably figures why spend too much time with him. I mean, Kasich he's in the race for one thing, and that is to push for. I mean, he's betting against the House basically. He's just saying, hey, look, I want a contested convention. And I wonder, and this was my question the other day to another political expert, is I wonder how much political capital, quote unquote, that cost John Kasich for being a disruptor and not a unifier.
Well, he's not well liked, and he thinks he is. I think he's delusional. You have to look at what happened in Ohio. Let's just quickly look at what happened in Ohio and what happened in Missouri. What happened in Ohio and Missouri were very similar. Cruz in Missouri won the big cities because of, I have no empirical evidence, but I believe, and perhaps you'll agree, that it was the Democrats who were doing kind of a Operation Chaos in reverse, and thought that they could swing the nomination to Cruz in Missouri. They didn't care. They hate Cruz as much as they hate Trump, but they just don't want Trump to win. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, Cruz won every big city in Missouri except St. Louis and St. Louis County, because they happen to be where Ferguson is. And those people had their nose rubbed in and that those type of things that they saw at the Chicago rally. Now,
exactly.
Let's go to Ohio. It was the same thing. Columbus, Athens, on and on, Dayton, okay? But where was Trump the strongest? Trump was the strongest in the counties that border Pennsylvania. So, you know, really, these people that are writing these esoteric, genius-like stories about how Trump is finished and he can't make it, they're forgetting one thing, that when everybody wakes up on April 20th, we will see that Ted Cruz has been mathematically eliminated, and then Trump can run against Romney and Rove, and he's going to kill them. He's going to kill them because people want to win it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you already see the momentum back in Trump's favor dramatically, regardless of people saying, well, that's his home city, you know, his hometown, he should do well and all that. But you see the enthusiasm that's coming out in contrast to the lack of enthusiasm greatly for Ted Cruz. And as you know, as you're saying, Coach, you look for momentum. You look and see what's happening here. And I see the momentum coming back towards Trump. Now, the thing that I would hope that Donald Trump would do in these succeeding weeks is that he might take some of the lessons of what he's learned in terms of the things that hurt him in the last couple of weeks, and take those lessons. Also, I don't know if you had a chance to read Ari Fleischer's five suggestive points that I think they're well taken, and hopefully it's coming under advisement, you know, by his campaign. Because what I believe, Coach, is there's a movement within the Republican Party that wants Donald Trump to win, and they at times they move close to him and say, okay, I think I'm ready to understand and be able to embrace a Trump presidency, and then he pushes them away with some silly statements, and you can't just write it off and just say, well, he's a New Yorker, that's just the way New Yorkers are. Well, you know, but he's a citizen of the United States of America when you decide to run for president. So you got to think about the bigger picture. It's 19 before the top of the hour. We've got more with Coach after this.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
663 million people around the world lack access to clean drinking water. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school or work. Access to clean, safe water transforms lives. This year, Emergency and Charity Water have teamed up to transform communities affected by the global water crisis. With help from Fuller House actress Lori Loughlin, the organizations will work to bring clean water to communities in Ethiopia.
As a mother, the facts about the global water crisis are startling. I'm working with Emergency and Charity Water to ask you to help lift the burden with the 40 pounds challenge. 40 pounds represents the weight of a water-filled jerry can that women and children carry every day to bring water to their families. To participate, upload a picture of yourself to Instagram or Twitter holding anything up to 40 pounds with the hashtag 40 pounds and tag @emergency. For every picture, a donation of $5 will go to funding clean water sources in Ethiopia.
Visit emergencytransforms.com for official challenge rules.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up.
Hey, we're back with the America 14 before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues. His website, coachstream.com. Coach, I don't know if you want to respond very briefly to what I summarized in terms of my perspective before the break, but we'll do that and then pick it up from there, okay? Coach, are you there? All right, go ahead.
The question of enthusiasm is what's going to really make the future of this race. Now, you see, Cruz is out in California. California is 2 months from now, and he is, why he's there, I don't know. I really don't know, because if he was really interested in staying in, he would be here in New York trying to make some headway, trying to hold Trump down below 50%. But, of course, he can read and he knows the numbers, too. Let's take a quick look at the latest field poll in California, which, by the way, was described as only a two-point lead for Trump just yesterday by Limbaugh. And that amazed me because, anyway, what the real number is, it's 7. It's 39-32, but here's the money shot. When you look at enthusiasm, in January, right now, the enthusiasm for Trump is 58%. It's 61% for Cruz. You say, well, Coach, that's not good. Mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. In January, the enthusiasm for Trump was 55%, so that's a +3. In January, the enthusiasm for Cruz was 74%.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's a -13. Cruz is going backwards in California because the people that are Republicans that are still left there are hungry for a win. They haven't had a statewide elected official since New York had one.
Exactly. Well, and this is what it's coming down to. We're starting to look and play the small ball of politics here and these little, the nuances, Coach. And this is why I appreciate your perspective and what you bring to the table here is you're helping us see some things that otherwise we're not going to see. And again, I think what's being greatly underestimated is the number of additional fingers that are in the pie here that are influencing some of these numbers. It's hard to to believe some of these things, and especially when you look at the level of enthusiasm that's taken place and what that means. What about the trustworthy numbers? What do you make of these, Coach, when they break down the gender and say that women are a part? I mean, we talked to Megan Barth earlier, and she was saying that every Trump event that she goes to, the women are outnumbering the men 2-1. And okay. So she doesn't quite buy into this number that I know that Donald Trump has made it tough on women at times, you know, but when it comes down to it, what I said to Megan is and it's not to make women feel inferior, but you have to look at what is an important quality. What is something that women, you know, really align to? She said it's the trust factor is huge for them. But the other thing I think that's important to them is they want to know that there's going to be somebody there to protect and take care of them. When you consider the field, who's going to take care of them? I mean, Hillary missed the 3 o'clock phone call. Look what happened in Benghazi. Look what happened in Russia. Look what happened in the Middle East. I mean, she's missed more than one phone call here. So do you trust her to take care of national security and the immigration problem that we have when she basically has said, hey, look, if you want to elect me because it's another 4 years of Barack Obama, you know, does Sanders give you a level of confidence? Do any of the other candidates give you the level of confidence that Donald Trump, though he may be, in some people's estimation, a bit of a cowboy, at least it's somebody who is going to fight for us, you know, in much the same way to a degree like Ronald Reagan did. I mean, let's remember what happened when Ronald Reagan was being inaugurated. Our people were being released out of Iran, you know, at the same time. So, you know, are we going to be a figure on the national stage again, or are we going to have more of the same, which has made us so vulnerable?
Well, I think perhaps the guest that you're referencing what might have been using the recent McLaughlin Associate poll,
mm-hmm.
which I have too.
Yes.
And it has some very interesting contradictions to the mantra that that Trump is way behind with women compared to Clinton. Trump is way behind with women, of course. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But Clinton is almost as bad, and Trump has some upward availability because in the final part, of the message from the McLaughlin Associates, they say that when forced to make a choice, the women who have approximately the same unfavorable view of both,
mm-hmm.
around 60%, choose Trump 39-33.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this. Yeah, gals, you hate both of them, but if once you get in the booth, you're going to vote for somebody. So who's it
right.
going to be?
Exactly. And,
yeah.
and I think that, you know, the card that Hillary really believed that she could play, you know, the gender card, that really fell flat because, you know, people, and particularly women, because trust is so important to women, and that has been so violated, and her trust numbers are just, you know, they're off the scales here, Coach.
Yeah. She is underwater with every conceivable women's group, with two exceptions, with Jewish women and African American women.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are extremely small parts of the equation. Jewish women, just on raw numbers, and the African American women, because of their long history of not voting.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
And when you throw in the fact that yes, their voting kicked up a little bit when they had Barack Obama to vote for twice, and now and compare that to no Barack Obama, that's really a nothing. That's a loss. But everything that you can think of, household income, self-employed workers, unemployed, Hispanic, in the West, the South, the East, the Midwest, she's down way underwater in all of these.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be easy, low-hanging. to go after. The media would do the same to him that they did here in New York to Rick Lazio years ago.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people less people forget, remind them of what they did to Lazio.
Lazio wanted her to, in a debate, wanted Hillary Clinton to sign a pledge not to raise taxes. He walked across the stage and handed it to her, and it was portrayed in the liberal media as if he had attacked her, thrown her on the floor of the stage.
And violated her, yeah.
On television.
Yeah.
And they got away with it. Mm. And they would get away with that with Cruz, but they wouldn't get away with it with Trump.
Right, exactly. No, that's and that's real clear that Trump has truly the hometown advantage here. I mean, after all, you know, when people think about Hillary, though they give her some ID, some New York cred, you know, they also have to remember that, you know, she didn't grow up in New York. I mean, she kind of maintains a semi-residence there now, but, you know, for all intents and purposes, when she ran for the Senate, she was a carpetbagger.
Sure, that's only Bill's Love Nest. That's all that they up in Westchester County.
Right, right. Well, Coach, I want to talk to you about Jim Comey. You say it looks like he could be on the fix here.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you that I that would be a sad commentary to a career that has been so distinguished on behalf of those that he has served, if that's the case.
Yeah, look, it does not take you this long to decide. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. Only in the murky, insane world of Washington does it take this long to look at all the facts and have 20 FBI agents that are experts with computers compile information. And you still can't make up your mind? No. What you're doing is, he's made up his mind. He mm-hmm. knows she's guilty. Now it's how to get away with whitewashing her. And I think that Hillary has begun to get the message, so now she is back to calling this a, quote, security review.
Exactly. That's- right. Yeah, and I mean, and Matt Lauer, we played a cut earlier, Coach. Matt Lauer asked her about this. And you know, that, oh, you know, the GOP is so excited about seeing her in an orange jumpsuit and being handcuffed and doing a perp walk and that. And, you know, it was like with the arrogance of President Obama, you know, there's not a smidgen, not even the slightest possibility that that could happen. There is no way that she's totally clean. So obviously, you know, and Scott and I were talking about this earlier, that maybe she knows something we don't know. And that's what you're suggesting as well.
Quickly, she knows. She knows that Obama is scared to death of taking her out now because putting up a communist against Trump would be a backbreaker for the Democrats.
Wouldn't it be ironic, Coach, of all the finger pointing towards the GOP about a contested, you know, convention, that it's the Democrats who end up in one? That would just be true irony. You know, and not a big surprise the way all these campaigns and this political campaign season has been. Coach Kevin Collins on Bill Martinez. Check out his website, coachesteam.com, for more information. Thank you, Coach. That's a wrap for us. Have a blessed weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.